when a marketplace regular wakes up to find her glass half full. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. We'll start by confronting the notion of sell in May, then go away. There is a saying among investors this time of year that as we get closer to summer vacation, it's time to take money out of the stock market. On Tuesdays, we consult the often bearish Julie Neiman, the analyst at Smith, Moore & Company in St. Louis. Morning, Julie.
Morning, David.
So why this lure about selling stocks this month to somehow be on the safe side?
Well, there's an old adage of sell in May and go away. Winter beats summer by almost 8.25%, and it has been pretty consistently, but there are exceptions to the rule. And my exception to the rule is don't ignore the obvious. Things really are different this time.
You think it's different this time?
Job growth finally is at its highest level in almost 2 years. But what really is good is most of the bearish sentiment is still out there. People are still looking for a new repeat of 2007 and 8. That's not in the cards. So as long as you have this heavy bearish bias to the market, you can still find good resources available out there for purchasing.
You're bullish on stocks? That sounds so un-Julie Neiman.
Well, it was the end of Western civilization, going right in through 2008, 9, and then finally in 10, crawling out. But when you finally see animal spirits pulling the economy out of the slump, you can't ignore it. There's no denying we've had the worst, most devastating fall in the markets and in the economy in our history, but it is coming out.
All right. We'll see if you're right. Julie Neiman at Smith, Moore & Company, thank you very much.
You bet.
Press a button and out pops an earnest person with a cardboard box. Google is now expanding its same-day merchandise delivery service to parts of Los Angeles. It's already been piloted in San Francisco. Amazon has same-day in several Western cities. Walmart, eBay, Nordstrom are also investing in near-instant gratification, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Same-day delivery is expensive and complicated. Most people shop online after work, meaning you have a really short window to deliver that must-have bottle of champagne or designer scarf through rush hour traffic. What you need to make it work, says management consultant Andrew Schmall, is a densely populated area full of well-heeled shoppers.
People willing to pay more than free for a delivery.
Which most consumers are not, says Schmall. And that's why Amazon and Google are testing this out in fancy neighborhoods, Manhattan, West Los Angeles, San Francisco, first. Schmall thinks Google might be plunging in to gather more data on online shoppers. For Amazon, it's an attack on brick-and-mortar stores where you can get what you want same day. Analyst Patty Edwards at U.S. Bank.
We don't want to have to wait. We want to have it right now, and yet we're too lazy to get it ourselves.
Edwards predicts in time we'll see same-day delivery spread to less Tony cities nationwide. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
What are the odds of an entry-level gambler getting some coaching and then winning the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas? Awfully long, as it turns out. The writer Colson Whitehead got Grantland, a website supported by ESPN, to give him $10,000 to try. The results of his undertaking are chronicled in a book that's published today called The Noble Hustle. Mr. Whitehead, good to meet you.
How do you do? Thanks for having me.
So you knew how to play poker going into this, but you weren't a lean, mean poker-playing machine, right?
No, I was very excited about the assignment. They were going to pay my entrance fee to the World Series of Poker. Unfortunately, my regular buy-in is $5. So I quickly learned that I was very unprepared to play casino tournament poker, which is very different than your casual game.
What did you learn during that training process? Give me one tip at least.
You know, in movies, you see people with poker tells, like when they get aces, they start tugging on their ears or jumping up and down. Generally, it's not as extravagant. You learn a lot more from betting patterns, how people are betting hand to hand, round to round. And that sort of gives a real key to what a player is up to.
When you go to the casinos, there's not much you can do to increase your odds against the casino, the house, as a professional gambler once told me. But he said, if you want to win, enter a tournament. And that's what you're doing because you're playing against other players.
Sure. I mean, when I started training, going to Atlantic City, I would play tournaments all day. And they're $70, $80. And you can just cram in a lot of playing time and not spend hundreds of dollars losing.
Tell me about Robotron.
Robotron is the new generation of poker players. They're weaned on internet play, and by stereotype, they're in their parents' basement playing 10 games at once on online poker sites, cramming 20 years of experience into a year and a half of play. Once the feds shut down the online sites, they all came to casinos and they had to start interacting with humans for the first time.
They range toward the geek side of the scale.
Well, I mean, you know, they're wearing sunglasses, their iPads are plugged into their ears, and they're wearing hoodies, so they look like the Unabomber. And they're very aggressive, and they're sort of upturning the rules of how poker's played in casinos now. And me and my brethren, the sort of scared middle-aged dudes who are very anxious, are just giving our money away.
Colson Whitehead is author of the brand new book, The Noble Hustle. Mr. Whitehead, thank you.
Thanks a lot. It was fun.
And there's news. Bayer of Germany is buying Coppertone, Dr. Scholl's, Claritin, and the rest of the consumer business of Merck of New Jersey for $14 billion. In early trading this morning, Merck stock was down more than 1% in Germany. Bayer stock was down about 0.5%. A Bayer market indeed. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.